Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
There's not much I love more than going down the elevator and getting a coffee early in Vegas.
Oh, did we lose him?
I think we did.
We must have lost him.
Oh, no.
Because there's not much more I love going down an elevator in Vegas early for coffee.
I mean, you said he was going to complain about the hall.
There he is.
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
No, I love nothing more than all the different people you see at about 6 in the morning. Because there's the people that are still up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the people that have, like, there's one guy, the first guy I see, he's been working out already. He's got a sweat. He's picking up, you know, protein bar or something. And then there's the girls in the dresses from the night before. Look like they've had enough of the heels, got the shoes in hand.
I love that.
Done. That's funny. Shoes in hand.
And they're still awake at 6 a.m.
That yellow dress doesn't look as yellow as I'm sure it did last night.
I don't know.
That is a little gross.
The color. Well, I mean, the colors just aren't probably popping like they were early in the night.
I see.
Yeah, that's all I mean by that. But it's just so funny, the difference, like... I was looking forward to that, to get that coffee right now, and I was like, God, this is great. And then it almost turned into a Nate Bargatze skit at the Starbucks. I was like, she's like, what do you want? I said, like, a coffee with cream. She said, coffee whipped cream. I said, are we gonna do this with cream? Because you've heard the whole Bargatze skit on that, right?
No, like, I've not, like, heard the whipped cream
iced coffee with cream. Oh my gosh, that's like one of his all timers. Yeah, like, it's like, iced coffee with cream. Yes, iced coffee. And then all of a sudden he's waiting for his order, and it's like, iced coffee whipped cream. He's like, well, that sounds fun. I wonder who did that. You know, and then he's looking around, realizes it's him, and everybody else turns their back on him. Because there's always that little bit of snobbery at Starbucks.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you gotta, can you go into Starbucks without snobbery? Is it possible?
I don't know.
No way.
The first time you order at Starbucks is, like, intimidating. Like, I didn't start drinking coffee till I was 40. And I I still don't think, I can't taste much different. Unless the coffee's terrible, I can tell it's terrible, but I don't think Starbucks makes much better coffee than, I don't know, Wendy's.
Yeah.
I have no palate for that. But when you go into Starbucks, you feel like you're in the secret society for the first time. Like, I don't want to mess it. Because it's not even like normal terms, like small, medium, large. I refuse to call it a venti or a grande.
The Paul Rudd bit on this is amazing.
Oh, yeah. You're stupid in three languages.
I love that.
Venti isn't large. Venti means 20. Congratulations. You're stupid in three languages.
Exactly. I love that.
I love that. Every time that pops up, I watch it. It's so great.
No, I just want a large coffee.
Yeah,
is that a venti or grande? Large.
Look, just whatever your biggest one is. You know, give me that and leave some room for cream. And it doesn't have to have a smiley face on it.
When,
right?
James said you were leaving to go get coffee, it's like the hallways in Vegas are long. The elevators are slow. I was like, who knows what it's going to be like there. So I was surprised that you made it back on time.
I was surprised too when the commercials were still playing. So But then it's like anything else. Like there's one Starbucks right off the elevator, line out the door. I'm like, isn't there another one down here? Walk down there, no line. Like,
oh, wow.
Can't be 50 feet. Well, maybe that's maybe 50 yards away. But everybody's sheep. They just look around. They'll go to that one. We go do our
ninth green and nine.
Okay, here's what I think we should do with this to keep it simple. Because I think we should do a win bet, a top five, and a top ten. We should each do that.
Okay. Well, then I gotta I can.
Well,
do that.
I mean, because otherwise it's like it's not that we gotta give it some substance.
It's bet management, man. Like in the Rocket Mortgage, I don't know who's gonna win this daggone thing. You know,
no one does.
This is one of the lesser terms.
I don't have an opinion.
You're in the wrong business.
Well, not on the Rocket Mortgage.
Oh my God.
I have an opinion on other stuff, I guess. So, all right. So, I can do that. I can.
Deaver Golf Cars, proud to bring you this segment here that Mark has no interest in. Go to Deaver Golf Cars and get yourself one.
I don't have an opinion on the winner, but I'll change my order to accommodate your request.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a sponsored segment. What do you mean accommodate my request?
Well, I was going to do three top 10 bets because I was prepared for that. And then you set out you need to do a winner and a top 10 and or a top 5 and a top 10.
Content. You can gamble on it however you'd like to individually.
Fine.
But pick a winner. We do a segment on a tournament and not pick a winner?
It's the Rocket Mortgage.
There's too many well-known players. It's hard to pick a winner. So that's why we were thinking all top 10 bets.
Yeah, what's going on in this tournament?
All of you are wimps.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yeah, Diener with
pick
the name
a winner.
Calling.
Jeez. You can't pick a winner.
You know what?
Call me
all your names. I've been divorced before. I've got a wife. I've got three daughters at home. You can call me whatever you want to.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So, yes, the Rocket Mortgage, apparently the worst golf tournament, according to you guys, ever played. Sell us on making it interesting.
Okay, I will say this is a dead period for golfers right now. You know, the 4th of July is coming up. The Open is going to be in later July. Like, golfers are trying to rest and relax just before that happens. But with this tournament, it's at the Detroit Golf Club in Detroit, Michigan. The purse is $9.2 million in total.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of money.
Winner is going to win $1.65 million. Like, crazy. It's wild. I will say the course, it's pretty straightforward. It's a par 72 with 7,370 yards. So I saw online people are going to score low. Like, it's not going to be the U.S. Open with those, once again, upturned saucers. It's going to be it's pretty straight with the fairways wide.
Well, what was last weekend? 22 under? Hey, wait a minute. Where's the standings from last week? Who made, anybody make any money last week?
I made $30 on Wyndham Clark. Thank you, Wyndham
Clark.
That was her. What about the rest of us? What's the result?
I don't know. I don't.
Well, I mean, this is Emma. This is her deal.
Scotty won. I had Wyndham Clark and Scotty, so I made some good money. I made around $40. Mark,
you had what? Wait. So what were the wagers?
I had Scheffler in the top 10. I know I had that.
I had Wyndham Clark top 10, and then I had Scotty Scheffler top 5, and those were the two that won for me.
I think I had Shoffley Shoffley top 10, but he finished 13th.
Yeah, because I had Shoffley top. I had Shoffley up there, too, and mine didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did I have?
I looked in, once again, DraftKings, and I still could not find it. I was, navigating through it, and I still could not find your bets.
We have a podcast.
So, I know.
You need to go back and listen.
I'm going
to
listen.
Go back and listen.
I know.
She'll have to report back.
I'll report back.
That's what she's going to have to do.
I'll report back.
Next week. We cannot do the segment if you don't have standings. This is the whole point.
I need standings.
Yeah. We need last week, year to date. All right, this is a work in progress.
Yeah, we'll get it together. I'll get it together next time.
Yeah, get it together.
I'm sorry.
We got the John Deere next week.
Is the John Deere next week or is it the Scottish next week?
No, it's not the Scottish. It's the John Deere.
Okay.
It is the John Deere. Yeah.
Is that a good one?
It's still a dead period.
It's a little dead period.
$1 million of dead money here, y'all.
Right, but $9 million here, they're not going to that. And if I'm Jordan Spieth, and who was it that was telling me yesterday that Jordan Spieth has made less this year than Scottie Scheffler's caddy in earnings?
Is that right?
That's crazy.
If I'm Jordan Spieth, I'm playing in the Rocket Mortgage. I'm playing in the John Deere because I need the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is, I mean, Rocket Mortgage, this has got 9.2 million. The John Deere next week has 9. Scottish Open has 9. The Open, they don't put a number there. The Barracuda is, where the hell is that? That's not,
I don't know. But a lot of them will play in the Scottish.
3M is 8.
Yeah.
A lot of them play in the Scottish because they want to go
Saint
ahead and get
Jude
over.
Has 20.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
And then you get to the St. Jude and the BMW in back-to-back weeks, and they each have 20 million.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, you also got to think different. The FedEx Cup is coming up, so, like,
yeah.
Too.
I
so,
assume,
like,
is that the end of the FedEx Cup right before?
Yeah, it's August, like, 12th. Like, yeah, it's, yeah, like, the 12th through the 18th. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, because you've got, you're right, you've got the St. Jude down in Memphis. I've actually been to that. So, that, yeah, that was $20 million. The BMW in Colorado, that's $20 million. And then the Tour Championship ends, will be college football starts down in Atlanta. So.
There we go.
There you go.
Okay. All right. You want to kick us off, Emma?
Let's do it. Okay. So I'm going to do McIntyre, $10 to be the top 10.
What's his first name? Who's McIntyre?
Robert McIntyre. He won the Canadian Open. Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to do, I hope I say this correctly, but Akshay Bhatti. For
sounds like a ringer.
Hey, he's gonna. Bhatia. Yeah. I think he's gonna be pretty good. So I'm gonna do $5 for him to be top five, and then right. Tom Kim $10 to be the winner.
Wow, he is. Oh, Tom Kim or
Tom
not
Kim.
Mike.
Tom
okay, because I was looking at Michael Kim at plus 9,000.
No. Tom Kim, okay, who Tom was in the playoff with Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah, he was good last week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Will Zalatoris plus 3,500 to win the tournament.
Wow.
I like Zalatoris. He's going to pull in for us. And then we're going to go with...
You're a rapper on these.
Ricky Fowler, who won this event last year.
Woo-hoo.
I'm going to have him in the top five. I don't think he'll win it, but that, yeah. So I'm going to go with Ricky. I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan. And then to make the top 10, Webb Simpson plus 900.
Oh.
I think Webb Simpson is a nice value play there, way down the list at plus 900.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking to find him. All right, I was going to be on Zalatoris, and I got to get on someone else.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't want to order something at the same restaurant? Like,
right,
going to the restaurant, you want to order what I ordered?
Exactly. All right, I'll take five to win on Maverick McNealy.
Oh.
Doesn't have Goose, but he's got Maverick. Cam Young is the favorite. He always chokes. So it's going to be 10 on him to be in the top five. He'll probably gag on the last day and be right by there. And then I'm gonna go a little further down the list for a top 10 finish for Daniel Berger. His dad was a great tennis player.
Ah.
So we'll go 10 to him being the top 10. Jay Berger? Golly, I'm trying. Maybe it was Jay. Maybe it was Jay Berger. But yeah, I'll have him in the top 10.
Okay,
so there we go.
Perfect.
There we are.
We go. Yep. Yeah, it was Jay Berger. Yeah, he had a weird service motion.
Akshay Bhatia.
I looked it up and I tried to pronounce it and I could not pronounce it for the life.
You know, he's 6 foot
choice.
One.
Yeah,
he's
like a
130 pounds.
Tall, lean dude. Yeah, really tall, like a stick. He's a tall, lean dude.
If you put a sail on that guy, he would fly away.
This weather better be good this weekend, otherwise he's gonna be blown away.
This is not a bunch of names anybody's really heard of. So.
Right. So I went with the names I know.
Yeah.
Zalatoris, Fowler.
You know? Yeah. That's why he's value. He's value because you can pronounce his name.
Webb Simpson. Give me Webb.
Yeah.
Watch out. Webb Simpson's going to win. We're going to be like, what? How'd you do that? Wait, what?
Well, I mean, you know, this is if you do like those guys, like this $10 parlay is plus 36,000 if I want to bet.
You know what? Last week, like on Saturday, I think I parlayed my picks were all like right there because they were offering to buy me out because it was the same thing, it was a top five, top 10 and a winner. And can't remember who had winning, but who was leading on like the early rounds? I think it was one of those guys. It was a big number, Mark. It was like you wouldn't think, you know, a winner top five and top 10 would be. But it is with golf.
Was it Justin Thomas or Cantlay or Finau?
Maybe it was Cantlay. I think it was Cantlay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they were all right there. It was you're right. It was like 22 under to win, and they went to a playoff. And, I mean, that was the Travelers. That's a big tournament. Like, that's a non-major. And, Are they going to move the Travelers because they had low scores and it was apparently not exciting? Like, I haven't heard anything.
They hold that standard to the majors for whatever reason. It doesn't make any sense to me. It seems like a moving target, but I agree.
There's not going to be any upturned sauces there, Mark. There's right, going to be no upturned sauces.
What about the Open Championship? Where are they playing that? Have you looked into that yet?
It's somewhere in, I think it's in Britain.
In Britain.
Yeah. It's in Britain. Of course it's in Britain. No problem,
it's actually
guys.
Not.
It's somewhere no, it's not. In United Britain. Kingdom.
Hold on. Yeah. No, it's in Scotland. Thank you. It's at Royal Troon. It's in Scotland.
It's in Royal Troon.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. I love
guys,
that.
Guys, give me a bit. Wait, yeah, hold on. Well, it's like the Open or okay. Go.
We need a little more prep for this segment. I'm sensing. You know.
I did prep last night, okay? I was up till midnight. I was doing prep.
Left the standings out, though. That's kind of where we got to start.
Where do they play the Masters? Somewhere in Georgia. Somewhere in Georgia.
Maybe Augusta,
in the U.S.
But, like, I don't really know, but...
All right. Well, that's brought to you by Deaver Golf Cars. Get over there to Deaver, and Blank and Baker have one for at some point.
Some point. Yeah. It's a discussion point in our house for sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. All right. So let's get into some of your EA Sports thing.
So we're talking about their toughest places to play, and I think that's a really interesting discussion. But one of the things that they did was they're trying to get all like the things of college football into the game. And so they actually had like actors like go and run the hill at Clemson. You know,
like who?
Like they just hired.
Not like Brad Pitt. Like just stand-ins.
Yeah. No, but they wanted to run the hill at Clemson because they want to put things like that in the game. You know, if it's in the game, it's in the game. But one of the things they're not going to do is they're not going to do horns down.
They only want positive hand signals. I see. Yes,
but.
Yes.
I'm thinking, no, I want Kentucky to do L's down when we play in the Governor's Cup. I feel like we need that. I feel like when Oklahoma plays Texas, they need to horns down them. How do you feel about that? Oh, no, we lost Drew. We lost Diener again, not again. But no, so that is one of the things that they're doing is they're trying to put a lot of the cool stuff in the game. But how do you feel about not having horns down or L's down in the game? Like, do you have
if it was in the game, it was in the game. That's what I thought. I wish they would let you like do the Mississippi State thing where the guy pees like a dog.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be great if you could unlock some sort of code where if you score a touchdown against in a rivalry game only.
Right. Or have like a mustard bottle go out on Tennessee or something like that.
From West Virginia.
Yeah, there's also 9 volts, on the field at West Virginia.
I want some line beards in the stands at Louisville. Come on.
What sort of actors do you think they hired at Clemson to do all their poking?
You can do this tomorrow.
Who signed up for that?
Yeah. Not me. Not me, Mark. Not me. We got to have only positive ones. Get the hell out of here.
I mean, I'm like, no, I want when we're in the Governor's Cup, especially when we're at UK, or even when Kentucky scores in the game and they're playing Louisville to L's down. Like, I kind of want that. I don't know. It just feels like, hey, you don't have to avoid the negative stuff. I want fans, like if they show fans, to bark, Georgia fans to bark at opposing fans because that's what they do. I like that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of college football. I mean, yeah, what would be the one you'd want to see from Louisville? What would be like
I want to see Joker and the Thief. March. I think those elements would be awesome. I think we have
I want to see the cabooses. I want to see my caboose.
That's a good point. You do need the caboose.
Yeah.
That's a great point. Yeah, you need the alley, you need all the elements and if the forecast is 50 and windy for Plumber Chuck to totally call and be like, "Hey, I can't be out there. It's going to be a little
50,
breezy."
It wasn't even 50. It was like 58 or something. What?
Yeah, it was like 50.
Or it might have been in the 60s or something.
It was like high 50s and it was breezy.
Sunny.
It was a nice day.
Yeah, like it was right, exactly. It was
be like, I can't go. It's too cold.
By the way, I will say this about the heat out here in Vegas. I buy the dry heat's way better. I would much rather walk around in 110 degrees of dry heat than what we had like last weekend when it was 80 and a billion percent humidity.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go outside. I can go outside in this.
You're really
way
not
better.
Affected by the sun, though. Like, the UV index doesn't really affect
the
you.
Better. Yeah.
Like, there are some sun times.
No, but
like,
the heaviness, though, when you go outside.
It doesn't
outside,
feel heavy. No.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. Or, you
the
know,
sun is
valley,
intense,
like,
though, man.
Yeah, golly. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
Well, but, like, for some people that are affected by sun,
around.
It's an intense sun out there when it gets hot.
Yeah, I just think it's worse in Kentucky. Like, last weekend when it was 80 and overcast and you walk outside and it's just heavy. Yeah. I don't like that heavy feeling. Ugh.
I agree with that. You know, like, it's like you're walking through a sponge or like a sauna almost, you know, or like a steam bath or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it is literally like a sauna, but it's the dry heat. I can tolerate that better than the, I don't know what's happened this year with me in Kentucky. The humidity is affecting me more than it ever has. I guess we had no buildup for it or something.
You're old. You're getting older. Mm-hmm. That's why.
Because you're out so much in it. I mean, you climbed Mount Evansville and you had to go to PT. Tell me about being. Please tell me about being old.
I was, you know, I already had a pre-existing injury, and it aggravated.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So yes, and I am.
Went to the zoo
42.
And got injured. You went to the zoo.
We
and
fed
got injured.
Giraffes. I'll have you know, by hand.
Good. Yeah, and you got injured going to the zoo.
Yeah, you climb up that hill pushing a stroller carrying a 27-pound daughter.
See Ellis at Bodenhausen.
Yeah. Man, and they did the number on me yesterday with the laser and the cupping, and I immediately felt better, you know? I mean, I immediately felt better over there at Ellison Bodenhausen. Jimmy Dorneman and his friends, they got me in there quick and in and out, got treatment. It was great. And, you know, make sure you put Ellison, but if you've got an injury, don't be, you know, make sure you go see our friends over at Ellison Bodenhausen. They'll take good care of you. They'll get you back feeling better, you know, quick. Mm-hmm. You just got to take care of yourself. You just got to show.
Man.
Like, I'm a bad patient. I got to show up. You know, if I show up, things go well. If I let it linger, it lingers.
Then it gets injured going to the zoo. So we got one more. We got to take a bottom of the hour break, right?
Yes, we do. And then we could talk more about these toughest places to play, because I don't think Texas is a tough place to play. I think Texas often has a good team.
Well, I think it's true with all of these.
I don't know. Right? I think Neyland is tough. I think Tiger Stadium is tough. I think Penn State, Camp Randall, Wisconsin. I think there are tough places to play. But like having Florida State ninth, I've been to Florida State. It's not an intimidating environment.
When they're good, though, all these are have to have the caveat of when they're good.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, and the College Football Inquirer said, okay, where's the crowd routinely affecting the outcome? Where's the place you're most likely to get your butt kicked, like physically, like a fan? And then like what's a bucket list place? And I think there are three separate categories there.
Yeah, and it does sort of beg the question of how much do the fans impact it? We think that you think you do when they win, but did you? Like, or was it just because you made play? Let's go to Alex. We got a call. Let's go to Alex up next right. Before we go to break. Let's go to Alex. Alex, welcome in. Good morning. I found the ESPN 680.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, you know, it's times like this where I really wish I was a game developer, because I would love to add in some kind of a glitch, like where if you're playing with Louisville and, you know, you're having a bad season, but you also had a bad season because you ran the ball every third down, that at halftime a squirrel just runs out in the middle of the field, like while you're picking a play. Like, I would love that. Or if while you're playing Clemson, you hear like somebody scream in the crowd, like, they're taking Osterring. Like, I would love that. It would be great if you could have, like, if I was a game developer, you can add glitches like that in games. And that would just be,
right,
be perfect. Or if you're playing Kentucky and Kentucky just so happens to lead the league in like penalties, and then there's like no flags thrown at all in the game, like that would be great.
I love this idea, Will. We could do so much with this. We could have like fans in the defensive huddle when Louisville's playing Clemson. We could have like a towel in the referee's back pocket that has like a paw, like a tiger paw on it. You know, like we
the first down marker could disappear.
The first down marker, exactly. Yep, I was thinking that. Or if you're playing Kentucky and you're really good, all of a sudden, a player from the other side picks up a trash can to, like, throw it at you. Like,
that would be great.
That'd be great. Hey, but thank you, guys. I'll listen.
I love that. Rally squirrel is actually something that should be in the game. I love that idea.
The rally squirrel.
Like,
yeah.
Summon the rally squirrel. Like, Louisville, like, you're yeah. you're in the fourth quarter, you need yeah. a touchdown, and all of a sudden the squirrel runs out and the team is invigorated.
I like it. I like it. All right, we'll get Teddy along here. 267-9680. That's our number to get in. UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. We'll let you do that here this morning as we roll along with you. We will have we will not have the NBA draft this afternoon for whatever reason. It's in the afternoon. That one, I don't know. Go explain that one to me. You're smarter than I am. So yeah,
they didn't want to go up against the presidential debate.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, then you don't have to. Start at 6 something. That's weird. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's see. So we'll have that for you, and then we'll have the Reds as well. We have Soccer City tonight. That's what I was trying to think of as
perfect.
Well. Fitness Market. Get over there. If you are someone who is, speaking of saunas, thinking about a sauna, you can check it out over there at Fitness Market. So they start at $17.99. Got one in my basement. Lieberman could be in it right now. Who knows? No idea. Sometimes he is. Sometimes he isn't. Never really tells me. Max even asked me the other day, can I get my house key back from Lieberman? I was like, yeah, probably so. Don't push your luck, kid. It's Fitness Market. Two locations. Westport Road just inside the Snyder. Plantside Drive in Waterson Trail. And online at thefitnessmarket.com. They've got the sauna starting at $17.99. They've got the massage chair starting at $34.99. And, of course, fitness equipment on those hot days outside. Much rather run on the treadmill inside. So it's Fitness Market, Westport Road, just inside the Snyder. But the superstore is over there, Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail. And when you go over there, tell me you're talking about them right here.
Tri-State Men's Health. They helped me lose 24 pounds, and I'm gonna try to go. I'm gonna try to get to 30 by the time we kick off the football season. If I can get there, then I'll let you know. But obviously, having already lost 24 pounds, I'm a big advocate for it, because just losing weight, like, a lot of things start to get better when you do that. And I went to the doctor like 3 or 4 weeks ago now, and they did my blood work, and they're like, wow, this is the best blood work we've seen out of you in like 12 years. So really happy to kind of lose that weight and kind of get my life back. And you can do the same thing over there at Tri-State Men's Health. So many things start to fall in line when you lose the extra pounds that you're carrying. And so you can do the same thing. It's very easy to follow plan system with the semi-glutide weight loss program. You've probably heard about semi-glutide and other weight loss products. It's the active ingredient in a lot of them, and they can help you over there at Tri-State Men's Health. So what you're going to do, schedule your consultation, tristatemenshealth.com, like I did, like James Strebel did, like Nick Valvano and Steve Rummage. All these guys have gone over there, and they're starting to lose weight. You're starting to see a lot less of them, and you know they're happy to tell you about their weight loss as they go, too. So give them a call over there, tristatemenshealth.com, 1-800-900-9654. Visit them online. It's 950 Breckenridge Lane. So it's really kind of, it's in your neighborhood. You know where it is, kind of near DuPont Circle and Home Depot over there on Breckenridge Lane. Go give them a call over there. Tell them Blankenbaker and ESPN Louisville sent you, and you can start losing weight today.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7, hanging out with you. We got Soccer City coming your way tonight. I'm going to head over to the X convention, or whatever we call it over here in Las Vegas. That's where I am. I got to say, I'm fired up for this Brazil game tomorrow, Mark. I mean, I get in price like $100.
Oh, really? So
I'm going.
Yeah, no, if you go to the up, I guess you're going to sit in the upper level for that, but you don't need to be in club level.
Who cares? At that point, yeah, it's air conditioned, you know. But just to see Brazil, and then, you know, Max is, he does some Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and his favorite fighters are all Brazilian, too. So
Oh, cool. So who does Brazil have?
Fighter wise, I don't know.
No, I mean again, in the Copa, in the Copa America.
Hang on, stand by 1 second.
That's okay.
Because I think like the finals could be here too or something. Again, if I hadn't started a conversation, excuse me, with the Uber driver, I wouldn't know any of this.
They're playing Paraguay. Paraguay. Oh, okay. Well, he dropped again every time. Yeah, he started a conversation with the Uber driver, and then he figured out that there were the Copa America was there. Yeah. So
yeah. I had no idea. I mean, just talk to the Uber driver. You know, I thought the dude was going to talk about, you know, going to watch the game somewhere, and it's like, no, it's right there. Like,
that's pretty cool. And then you get to see Allegiant Stadium, and you get to see a cool soccer thing. So you,
again, I'm still so conflicted on Allegiant. It is state of the art. They just played the Super Bowl there, but it's named after a cheap airline.
But I don't think, you know, that's naming rights here.
I know. I mean, I get that. But it's still, I kept looking at everything like on the chairs. Like there's great space, like when you're sitting, like there's, you're not, you know, on top of one another. You know, there's good space. You know, so if somebody, some big fatso sits next to you, you know, you're not going to be creeping in on you.
Yeah, that's it's that plus you got to pay for your bag, plus you got to, you know, you don't know if you're gonna get called back or if they're gonna cancel. There's a lot of things with Allegiant that, you know, leave a lot to be desired. I'm watching ESPN and they have, should the Lakers draft Bronny James? But what's interesting to me about it is that they're showing highlights of Bronny inside Chris Brickley's gym in New York. You know, and so,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so like lots of highlights from the Chris Brickley gym. And, I mean, it's just, it's become a mecca for people working out in basketball. So
it really, I mean, isn't it on the NBA 2K game? Like, your skill development, isn't it there?
It's there.
Well, you're right, it is a more expensive ticket tomorrow, Mark, there. I mean, the get-in price is like $100, but I am sitting in the uppers for that.
Well, like, it looked like last night, and you were there, you would be able to tell me if I'm wrong. It looked like the upper level was closed. Like,
it was basically. But it still made for a great environment there. It's,
well, it was like
the soccer. Could be my new thing, man. Could be my new thing.
Yeah, you're going to take up UFC, hockey, and soccer. That's
That's what I do.
let me introduce you to yourself from 5 years ago and hear that reaction.
You will be glad to know that I did decide last night to go down to Wolfgang Puck's and get some crab cake. So I did have
really?
My dining.
What'd you think?
Sat at the bar. It's unbelievable. It's one of the best things I've ever eaten. It's amazing.
See? See? Yeah. There's things out there. I'm getting you closer to the supper club. I'm getting you closer. For sure.
I'm gonna need a driver or a hotel.
Well, I'll drive you. Yeah. I'll drive.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's possible.
I drove Dom. I picked Dom up. We went. And by the way, I made the steaks last night. Those steaks are
how good
epic.
Are they?
Oh my God! I'm gonna have to order more. You know, I'm gonna, like, when we run out of these, I'm gonna have to get more.
All we can do is tell you about the DraftKings VIP program a billion times. Right? I don't know what to tell you.
Ashley goes last night. She's eating. She goes, "It's the best steak you've ever made." And I said, I think it has more to do with the meat. I think it has more to do with
the meat. It's all the chef. You should have, like, hit it from her and just said, I had a little special seasoning on this.
Same way I always make it's the meats.
We got Jimmy Dornemann there. Oh, I guess we're going to be backed up a little bit against time. So, Jimmy Dornemann, you had to deal with Mark Blankenbaker again
after he
went to the zoo. So, thanks for saving him.
He went to the zoo? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I climbed Mount Evansville at the Evansville Zoo, and it was in a terrible environment, and re-aggravated my elbow that I thought you'd already healed. So I was happy that you were able to get me in and treat me.
Well, that's what we're here for. That laser works magic, doesn't it?
I want more of the laser. I mean, can you do laser on like the whole body? Like is a whole body laser? Like, just run me through like a barcode. That's what I need.
Run you through a barcode. I don't know if we have full body laser quite yet, but it definitely works on your injured areas.
It's, you know, part of it is like people don't want to admit like, yeah, I hurt myself going to the zoo, or I hurt myself, I don't know, playing pickleball. Like, it's got to be a little bit of like you guys can heal yourselves just going over to see you, but probably just getting people to come in has to be half the battle with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely get them in on our Monday morning sports clinic, but anyone that wants to get hurt or has gotten hurt and wants to try the laser out, it works wonders. I literally have one of our patients called it the Harry Potter wand. Every time they get hurt, it fixes them.
What does it do? What does it do exactly?
It re-energizes the cellular tissue that was injured. So when you get injured, that battery level drops down. It gives it the energy to heal itself and bring blood flow to the area and nutrients, and that's what gets you doing what you need to do to get back to whatever you want. You can do extra strengthening then because you actually have the energy to do it. It's kind of like a supercharger for yourself.
Yeah,
it is, and it does work, and you can kind of feel it almost – it's kind of immediate, really. And like I remember when I was really injured and like it like very bad, I was like almost, you know, couldn't move my arm. But when I left there, I had motion. I still had some pain, but it, you know, it definitely lessened it to an extent. And I'll vouch for it, man. I don't want to get hurt, but if I do get hurt, I'm going to see you, 100%.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Our patients tell us that if they come in at a 8 or a 5 or a 6, it decreases the pain about 50% after your first session. And I mean, sessions aren't that long. I mean, they're anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes per body part.
That's right.
So it's relatively quick, it's effective, and you leave here feeling way better than you did walking into our doors. And
quickly, what's the best way to do that, to make an appointment here in the last minute?
Make an appointment. You can call our offices or you can come into our walk-in clinics every Monday at our East Point and Dixie or St. Matthews location. But we're here if you need us. So utilize us because that laser will change your life.
Absolutely. That's what changed blanket makers, that's for sure.
It did. It helped me get back. And thank you so much, Jimmy and Allison Bottenhausen, for helping me with that.
Thanks, guys.
There you go, EMBOrtho.com. That's the website to go to. All right, I'm fearful for tomorrow. I can already fear you.
Me and Lightsey got it held down. Don't you
Lightsey,
worry.
Lightsey, human guardrail. Human guardrail, Lightsey.
Don't you worry about it. We'll be fine.
I'm
you
enjoy very Vegas. Worried about it.
Go see Garth Brooks while you're out there, why don't you?
Nah, I'm going to see Garth Brooks. I might go see Brazil, though.
Brazil.
Club ticket at Brazil.